This is Ted Kennedy. The nation of Panama is suffering under a cruel dictator, and the right wing in the United States is making the situation worse. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the tragedy unfolding in Panama is being compounded by elements of the far right in the United States. They're quietly trying to reopen the 1978 Canal Treaty, which requires the United States to turn over the canal to Panama by the year 2000. General Noriega, the corrupt Panamanian dictator, stands accused of murder, drug running, and other crimes. When demonstrations erupted against his regime in recent months, he imposed a state of emergency, harassed U.S. diplomats, and unleashed his stormtroopers. The problem, Al, is that General Noriega is using U.S. criticism of his regime as a sign that you right-wingers want the canal back. It's time to stop that misleading propaganda. Let's tell General Noriega to step down, Al, and tell Panama we intend to abide by the treaty.
Your absolute paranoia of all things labeled conservative has muddled you up again, Ted. No person I know supports the corrupt regime of General Noriega. Your story about taking back the canal is exciting fiction. There will always be those who regret approval of the treaty. You can't change that. But I'm relieved to see that the liberal wing of your party has finally come around to realize the corruption and brutality of the Noriega regime. Some in your party have been so defensive about the canal agreement that you fail to see the real tragedy there. It's about time you all figured that out and opened your eyes to reality and quit protecting that tin horn dictatorship. In an honest and reflective moment, you would have to admit that it is the Reagan administration and not the Democrats in Congress who decided to cut off military and economic aid to Noriega until he embraced democratic reforms. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.